We are pleased to report that there was no major incidents reported to our disaster operation center. We haven't received any reports of significant incidents in our city, so we're very happy for that.
Yeah. From the perspective then of the communities that were hit the hardest, of course we know low-lying areas and of course the informal settlements are usually the ones that are impacted the hardest. That being said though, are there any additional areas that were impacted this time around?
Yeah, so our most vulnerable populations, like you said, residents living in informal settlements, especially in the water catchment areas, ponds, wetlands, and floodlands, because these are natural water, naturally it's a water course. So residents living in these areas are always mostly affected, even if it rains, even if it doesn't rain a lot, but if it rains, they are always affected. And we know that this is the situation during the winter period. So we always focus on these areas. So together with our informal settlement management department, disaster management, health services, we're always making routine checks in these areas, especially during the winter period, because we know they are mostly affected.
Yeah. As it relates to the planning that goes in, particularly call it during the summer months when there's less rain in the mother city, unfortunately we have a relatively predictable weather pattern in that regard. Speak to us about the preparations that had gone in this past summer in preparation for the winter months.
Yes, so the city constitutes a winter readiness task team each year, which is coordinated by the Disaster Risk Management Center. And it comprises of a host of departments. The staff team meets early in the year, started already in February. So the individual departments in within the mandate, they need to ensure that we need to mitigate the risk of flooding. So, for example, the clearing of stormwater canals, identifying the high-risk areas is also important, because then we start need to work in those areas first. And then also education and awareness, driving education and awareness program to educate the community about the flood risk. And then the other thing also is our winter program for people living on the streets, try to get them into shelters. And then, of course, also ongoing work with SASA and Department of Social Development and also our NGO partners. If a major incident happened, that we need to provide humanitarian assistance.
Yeah. With that being said, speak to us then about, I know there were some issues last year and in years gone by in terms of those that have been impacted by localized flooding, and arguably also those who experienced fires and are victims of fires in informal settlements in particular. What assistance is offered between the City of Cape Town, the Department of Social Development and SASA for those individuals that find themselves victims of these weather events?
Yes, so when an incident occurs, then together with human settlements and disaster management, we make an assessment. So once assessment is completed, then we know that these are the people that are affected by fires or floods. Then we alert SASA. It's their mandate to provide humanitarian relief, and together with Department of Social Development, and then they provide relief for up to 3 days. But because these challenges with SASA, the city then went into partnership with our NGOs like Gifted the Givers, Miss Elephant Foundation, the South African Red Society, so that there's not that long waiting period, so it fills that gap. So that's been coordinated by disaster management. And then also National Human Settlements Department it's their responsibility to provide help for relocation and for in a fire incident, to help residents with starter kits to rebuild. So the city is also working very closely with that department, with human settlements and our informal settlement management department, just to coordinate that and to ensure that they come on board to help residents that is affected by fires and floods.
Yeah. In the event that people find themselves victim of, you know, these sorts of weather events, how do they get in touch with the city or the Disaster Risk Management Center or whoever the relevant role players are?
Yes, they need to call the city's Emergency Communication Center on 021-480-7700.
Just repeat that number again.
021-480-7700.
Perfect.
So that's our city's communication center number, and then they can just call in, and definitely their call will get logged for assistance.